We're requested to come closer, inshallah, once we finish our sunnahs. It'll be a very short and brief lesson of hadith, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد إن شاء الله we're going to make a start on a new chapter today of Riyadh al-Salihin and so it's just continuing from the last chapter. In the last chapter of Riyadh al-Salihin, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brought those ahadith in front of us to make us realize that it's very important to have respect in our hearts for people who Allah has first of all given knowledge, people who Allah has made a hafiz of Quran, people who Allah Ta'ala has given old age. Similarly, anyone who has any honor or status Allah Ta'ala has given them, it's very important to acknowledge that honor and status. It's very important. Allah Ta'ala ne agar kisi ko koi martaba diya ho, to is martaba ka i'tiraf karna bahut zaruri hai dusron ke liye. Can we understand that this person is a special person to Allah Ta'ala? If I just think, oh, it doesn't matter, this person is an old person, I can ignore him. This person is a hafiz of Quran, I can just ignore them. This person is an alim of deen, I can ignore them. Then this is unfortunately going against all of these previous ahadith that we mentioned. So inshallah, just continuing with this chapter. In the next chapter is Babu Ziyarati Ahlil Khayri wa Mujalasatihim wa Suhbatihim wa Mahabbatihim wa Talabi Ziyaratihim wa Dua'i Minhum wal Mawadi' al Fadila. In this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is going to bring those ahadith which discuss visiting people of khayr, people of goodness, wa Mujalasatihim, and sitting with them, sitting in their gatherings, in their majlis. وَصُحْبَتِهِمْ, benefiting from them. وَمُحَبَّتِهِمْ, having love for them. So people who have goodness inside of them, people who are pious, people who have some special virtue or fadilat inside of them, visiting these people, having love in our hearts for these people. Similarly, وَطَلَبِ زِيَارَتِهِمْ, wanting to visit them. You know, our heart should yearn to visit these kind of people and these kind of gatherings. وَالدُّعَاءِ مِنْهُمْ, and when we visit these kind of pious people, to ask dua from them. All of these things, these ahadith are going to be brought to show that all of this is from the sunnah. Visiting pious people, good people, sitting in their company, benefiting from them, having shauq and desire in our heart to want to again and again visit them. And when we visit them, we should ask dua from them. All of this is from the sunnah. Wal mawadi' al fadila, and also to visit places which are special. The houses, the masajid, we can say, are places which are special. The house of Allah, the Kaaba, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's resting place in Madinatul Munawwara, Masjidul Nabawi, and then we have in Palestine, Masjidul Aqsa, and then all of these different places which are special, the places where the Sahaba are buried, the places where the Awliyaullah are buried. These kind of places, visiting them is a good thing, it's not a bad thing. So he's going to mention this in this chapter. So he starts as always with the ayat of the Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa idh qala Musa li fatahu la abrahu hatta ablugha majma' al bahrayn aw amdiya huquba. So Allah Ta'ala in the Quran, in Surah Al-Kahf. Surah Al-Kahf is a very important surah in the Quran. In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions some very important incidents and from which we can draw a lot of lessons. And one of the most important incidents that Allah Ta'ala talks about is the incident of Sayyidina Musa and Sayyidina Khidr alayhim as-salam. So this entire incident has been mentioned, and inshallah I'm going to translate the ayat first. So the first ayat mentions, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ, and remember when Musa alayhi salam said to his youngster, the young person who was traveling with him, لَا أَبْرَحُ, we will not rest, حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ, until we reach the place where the two seas join, where the two seas join, intersect. أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُبًا, or we will continue to travel, meaning we will carry on traveling till we reach that place. And then Imam Nawawi mentions إِلَىٰ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَىٰ قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَىٰ هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِي مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا. Meaning Imam Nawawi is saying from ayat 60 of Surah Al-Kahf till ayat 66 of Surah Al-Kahf, he's saying this, he's mentioning this, that from these ayat we can draw the importance of sitting with knowledgeable people, benefiting from them, making a lot of mujahada and mashaqqat and difficulty and hardship to actually go and access them. Let me just very briefly mention, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, in his time, he assumed that he was the most knowledgeable of all of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's people, and it's understandable, he was Allah's Nabi. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to teach Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam a lesson, that, oh Musa, knowledge is not of one category, one department, one aspect. There are so many ulum, knowledges, and you are definitely are the pioneer and the leader in one branch of knowledge. Ulum of Nabuwat, no one else is greater than you than Ilm of Nabuwat. You are Allah's Nabi, and you are Allah's main Nabi in that time. But there are so much other Ilm, there are so many other types of knowledge that you cannot access, you can't tap into. So Musa alayhi salam was shocked. Ya Allah, you know, I want to see someone who's more knowledgeable than me. I won't believe it until I see it. I'm Allah's Nabi. Kallam Allahu Musa taklima. Whenever Musa alayhi salam wanted, he would speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can't imagine anyone else who has a higher status in knowledge. Who can know something else that I don't know from Allah? It's not a matter of pride, it's just a matter of how is it possible. So Allah ta'ala said, oh Musa, I want you to travel, and when you meet this place where there'll be two oceans that meet, at that place you will meet a servant of mine who has more knowledge than you, who has knowledge that you don't have. Musa alayhi salam may say, I am going to travel till I meet him. So in this ayat is saying, Musa alayhi salam said to his khadim, his youngster who was traveling with him. Some ulama mentioned that youngster was Sayyidina Yusha bin Nun. Yusha bin Nun was a Nabi of Allah as well. Some have mentioned he was a Nabi of Allah as well. So he said to him that, oh Yusha, we're going to travel until we find Majma'ul Bahrain, the place where the two oceans meet, and till we don't find it, we'll carry on for as long as we have to. Meaning however long it takes and however much difficulty we have to endure, we will do it till we find that place, because I have to meet the person who has more ilm than me. Why? So I can benefit from him. And that's why this last ayat of these six ayats, قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَىٰ, when Musa alayhi salam did end up meeting that person, he said to him, هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ, O person, the ulama mentioned this to Sayyidina Khadir alayhi salam, O Khadir, can I please stay in your company? هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ, can I please follow you? عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِي مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا, so I can learn from the knowledge that you have. So Musa alayhi salam's intention was not, who is this more knowledgeable than me? Let me see them so I can spit in their face and talk bad about them. Like we have many times, you hear someone knows something more than you, you only want to find out so you can find out how to dig them a hole for them and push them into that hole. Musa alayhi salam found out someone's more knowledgeable than him, he's making a journey to meet him just so he can benefit from him. So the entire incident, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, cut it short. Musa alayhi salam traveling, to cut a long story short, he travels, and with him there was this fish whale. قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحَ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ وَأَمْضِيَ حُقُبًا فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا نَسِيَ حُوتَهُمَا فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ سَرَبًا. The sign was, Allah Ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, oh Musa, the sign is that there's this fish with you in the basket. The place where the fish disappears, that's the place where Majma' al-Bahrain is, where the two oceans meet. So Musa alayhi salam was traveling, Sayyidina Yusha was traveling with him, and what happened was Musa alayhi salam became tired, so he fell asleep. Whilst he fell asleep, the fish actually jumped out of the basket and he escaped. Yusha bin Nun alayhi salam is thinking, should I wake Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam? And then he thought, I don't want to disturb his sleep, I'll tell him when he wakes up. So after a while Musa alayhi salam woke up, and Yusha bin Nun actually forgot to tell Musa alayhi salam, the fish is gone, it's escaped. So فتخذ سبيله في البحر سربا فلما جاوزا قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا. When they traveled a bit more, then Musa alayhi salam felt hungry, so he said, oh youngster, bring me the food, I'm very tired from this journey. So ulama draw points from this. Look how much mashaqqat and difficulty and hardship Musa alayhi salam is putting himself through. He's Allah's Nabi, he doesn't need to prove anything to anyone, but why is he doing this? Because he's heard someone is more knowledgeable than him. So he's making that mashaqqah, that effort to actually go and benefit from them. So Musa alayhi salam is a very strong person. We always hear the stories of Musa alayhi salam's strength. Bahut pehlwan, bahut matlab taqatwar. We always hear this. So for Musa alayhi salam to become very, very tired from traveling, it shows that he must have been putting a lot of effort in. So لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا. قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت. At that moment in time, Yusha bin Nun realized, oh no, the fish is gone. I was supposed to tell him when he woke up, but it's from Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala made Musa, Sayyidina Yusha forget. So he said, oh Musa, because he said, bring the food. So with the food was the fish. So he remembered that, and he said, oh, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, O Nabi of Allah, I forgot to tell you that the fish has escaped a while ago. It actually came out of the basket and he went. And then Musa alayhi salam said, we need to go back there. So when they... قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِذْ أَوَيْنَا إِلَى الصَّخْرَةِ فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتِ فَلَمَّا جَيْهُ بَكَرْ وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ وَأَنْ أَذْكُرَ. Nobody made me forget about this fish except for Shaytan. واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا. And Sayyidina Yusha is saying, oh Musa alayhi salam, the way the fish actually escaped from the basket was a really strange thing. The fish is supposed to be dead. When a fish is out of water for too long, what happens? It's going to die. You don't have to do zaba of it. Taking it out of water, it's dead. But it's so amazing how all of a sudden it sprung to life and it escaped. What ajeeb and dazme. He goes, what I forgot to tell you, you were sleeping. Shaitan made me forget. اتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا. قال ذلك ما كنا نبغي. Musa alayhi salam said, that's what we were waiting for. We were waiting for that to happen. فَارْتَدَّ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا قَصَصًا. So they turned around and they went back. فَارْتَدَّ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا قَصَصًا. فَوَجَدَا عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. Musa alayhi salam, when they went back to look for the fish, they found, فَوَجَدَا عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا. Allah Ta'ala says, they found a servant from our servants. Who we had given special mercy from us. We had blessed this servant of us. And we had given him special knowledge to him. Meaning nobody else had access to this ilm. And Khidr alayhi salam's story is very long. And about Quantay Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam. Some ulama mentioned he still exists till today. That he will not die for as long as the dunya exists. And many pious people in the past have realized at certain times when they're stuck in a situation that a person appears, helps them, and he's about to go and they say, who are you? And he said, I'm Khidr. And then he disappears. So a lot of these incidents have happened, but because majority of these stories have been mentioned by the Sufiya Kiram, that's why people kind of throw them away, that because the Sufis sometimes just mention things they say. However, many, many, many incidents have been mentioned about him. So anyway, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, I don't want to go into the whole story. Imam Nawawi has brought this here to show us that when you find out someone is more knowledgeable than you, someone is more pious than you, someone is more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than you, then you should make an effort to go and sit with them, benefit from them. You should have this talab, this desire in your heart. Musa alayhi salam is saying, I am ready to travel for as long as needed. I'm not going to take, I know this is probably food time for a lot of people, dinner time. So I'm going to, by 8 o'clock inshallah we'll finish. So Musa alayhi salam is saying, I'm ready to travel for as long as needed so I can do suhbat of this person, sit in this person's company and benefit from this person. So this is the main point that Imam, this is the main reason why Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this ayat. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. Again in Surah Al-Kahf, Allah Ta'ala mentions another ayat. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have patience, sit in the company of those people who call your Lord, who call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by morning and by night. Yuriduna wajha, seeking His pleasure. Meaning those who are pious, sometimes they don't have other qualities. Sometimes they're not very rich. Sometimes they're not very, mashallah, articulate. Or sometimes they're not, their disposition and their akhlaq, adab might not always be the way. You know, some people, mashallah, unke paas hota hai na akhlaq, adab unke saath baithe, to a person feels comfortable. They might not be the most comfortable people to sit with. They might not be from a high, noble family background. But because they call Allah Ta'ala by morning and evening, they are sincere worshippers of Allah, sit with them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will benefit from them. Their suhbah brings blessings to a person's life. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, "Tuba lil mukhlisoon," glad tidings to the people of sincerity. They don't have to be famous. They just have to be mukhlis people who do everything they do for the sake of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, glad tidings be to the mukhlis people. Ulaika masabihud duja. They are like lamps in the darkness. Where everybody else, mashallah, big scholars and pious people and all of this. But this simple person has so much ikhlas in their heart. Everything they do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're like a lamp in darkness which dispels all of the darkness. تَتَجَلَّى عَنْهُمْ كُلُّ فِتْنَةٍ ظَلْمَةٍ. All of the dark fitnas are removed because of these people. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, go and look for the poor people for me. Go and find them. And go and bring them into my gathering. And the Sahaba went and they brought in different poor people. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that through these poor people, these people who nobody respects or looks up to, through these people, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and mercy descends on the gathering. So we should surround ourselves with these kind of people. And anyway, so and there's a famous incident where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one occasion, he was Sayyidina Salman Farsi, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, and Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu were sitting there, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu walked past with Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan at that time was the leader of the Quraysh, and we covered this hadith previously. He was the leader of the Quraysh. And these Sahaba, they saw him alive, and they made them very angry that this man, he's a non-Muslim chief at that time, he is responsible for so much harm that has come to the Muslims. He has personally assisted in torturing some of these people, Bilal, Ammar, Salman Farsi, radiallahu anhu majmain. So they said, have the swords of Allah not found the necks of the enemies of Allah yet? Meaning, have the swords of Allah not found the necks of the enemies of Allah yet? Meaning, why are the enemies of Allah still alive? About Abu Sufyan, they said this. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, don't say this. He's a leader of Quraysh. He's one of their leaders, one of their elders. He meant like he's a leader, speak to him in a respectable manner. But he said it very kindly. However, when he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he mentioned this incident to Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, I passed by Bilal, Ammar, and Salman Farsi. And they said this about Abu Sufyan, and I made this comment back. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, quickly go and ask for forgiveness, because if they are angry with you and upset with you, then Allah will be angry and upset with you. So these simple people, poor people, people who are tortured, humiliated by the non-Muslims of Makkah, they were just simple. They were not from noble families. They were not very wealthy people. Rather, sometimes the non-Muslims, the mushrikeen of Makkah, they would come. People wearing nice perfumes, nice clothes. They would want to come to the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's gathering, but the smell that would be in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's gathering from these people who have been working all day in the orchards, in the fields, they have a certain body odor. So they said, oh Muhammad, we can't come and sit with these people. The smell and all of this is very difficult for us. So make it such that one day is for us, we can come, and one day they will come. So look at the people, because they were simple, poor people. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to think it. Straight away Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayat, وَصْبِدْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't ever think about pushing these people away from your gathering. They are the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah and mercy comes down. Inshallah, inshallah, I think we'll make a start on the ahadith next week. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon these few ayat of the Quran and benefit from these lessons. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanakallahu alhamdulillah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.